Good morning, everyone. Today is the 24th of September, Friday morning. It's about 7:30 here in the Pineville this morning. Can you imagine what must have gone through the Apostle Paul's mind when he got thrown on the ground on the way to Damascus and a voice from heaven said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Saul thought he was high and mighty. He thought he was doing God's service. He thought he was the cream of the cream. He was brought up under Gamaliel. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. He had been taught in all the rigid laws of the Pharisees, and he kept them, you know, rigidly. And now he's being thrown on the ground, humbled. Have you ever had that experience where you thought you had all together? I know I have. Had all, you know, everything's going my way. Like Frank Sinatra's song, "I did it my way." But you know what? For God's elect, we've all been humbled. We can't even walk without Him holding our hands. You know? And so the Apostle Paul had a riveting experience there. Everything was put into question that he had held dearly. And what did he say? "What must I do?" And the voice from heaven said, "Get up and it will be told thee what thou must do." If that isn't irresistible grace, I don't know what it is. Well, we've tasted and seen that the Lord is gracious. And he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. We speak that we do know and testify that we have seen. Thomas said, "You know, unless I see the nails in his hands and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe." Christ said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and believe." Blessed are they. What does that mean? Blessed are they. It means that we've been given a free gift of faith to believe on the Son of God. He said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." It's not anything we drum up. It certainly wasn't drummed up by the Apostle Paul. He was holding the coat of Stephen and giving consent unto him being stoned to death. And now he's going to find that he's going to be persecuted himself for proclaiming Christ. "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way." That's what Paul was experiencing. A new and living way. "Which he hath consecrated for us, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him." "I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts." God's the cause of all of our spiritual life. We did not make our ourselves alive any more than the Apostle Paul made himself alive. He didn't all of a sudden decide, I'm going to be an apostle of God who I'm going to be apostle of Jesus who I persecuted. No. The big turnaround came by God himself in Paul's life. Well, may the good Lord be with you, and may we be reminded this morning that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.